KJAN Sports.
It's time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at some high school football polls for you this week. They came out yesterday afternoon in the Associated Press football poll this week. It's West Des Moines Dowling on top in 4A with Southeast Polk and Cedar Falls the top three. Also in Class 3A, Dallas Center Grimes and Cedar Rapids Xavier are 1 and 2. Harlan at number 3. Lewis Central is number 4, while Glenwood checks in at number 10 in this week's 3A poll. In Class 2A, PCM, Williamsburg, and West Lyon are the top 3. In 1A, it's OA, BCIG, Van Meter, and South Central Calhoun the top 3, with Underwood in at number 4 in this week's poll. Panorama just missed the top 10 in Class 2A, Class 1A, rather. In Class 2A, the polling this week has Grundy Center, St. Ansgar, and Iowa City Regina the top three, Logan Magnolia at number 8, Southwest Valley, Riverside, and St. Albert all were among those receiving votes and not making the poll. In 8-man, Don Bosco is number 1, with Audubon number 2, Cam at number 3, Remsen St. Mary's is 4, and Fremont Mills in at number 5 in this week's poll. Coon Rapids Bayard and Woodbine also received votes but didn't make the top 10. See how Radio Iowa sees it this week. Their football poll has Dowling Catholic, Southeast Polk, Cedar Falls, the top 3 in 4A. In 3A, it's Dallas Center Grimes number 1, Harlan number 2, Xavier of Cedar Rapids number 3, Lewis Central at number 4. Glenwood checks in at number 7 in this week's poll. Also in Class 2A, PCM, Williamsburg, and West Lyon are the top 3 rated teams. In Class 1A, OABCIG, South Central Calhoun, and Van Meter are the top three. Underwood is number 4 this week. In Class A, Grundy Center, St. Ansgar, and Iowa City Regina, the top three. Logan Magnolia cracks the poll at number 10. And in 8-man, Don Bosco and Remsen St. Mary's are the top two, with Audubon at number 3. Montezuma is 4. Fremont Mills is 5. Cam is at number 7 in this week's Radio Iowa poll. Well, the Riverside Bulldogs will play host to the St. Albert Falcons this week to open up Class A District 9 play. And we'll have that game for you live Friday night on KJAN and KJAN-TV. The Bulldogs are off to a great start to the season with 2 convincing wins over Red Oak and West Monona. The Falcons looking for their first win after losses to tough opponents Lewis Central and Logan Magnolia. We'll start the broadcast Friday night. We'll have our weekly pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win, at 6 o'clock. Our pregame is at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have all the action for you from Oakland. You can hear it on AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJAN.com, and you'll be able to watch along with us. We'll have the live video feed up on KJAN-TV for you to enjoy. Iowa State is hoping for a young offensive line to gel as the Cyclones prepare for this Saturday's season opener against Louisiana. Colin Newell returns after battling injury for much of last season.
Spring ball is all about getting different people in different places, you know. So Coach Meyer said, you know, I'm going to switch it up, get different feelings, different places, you know. We just need depth and everywhere, you know. Kind of this year is like just everybody should be ready to play any position. And so that's kind of the mindset we have as an offensive line.
ISU coach Matt Campbell says he likes the potential of the offensive line.
If I know what my tackle's doing, then I know how to adjust off of him as a guard, you know. And just, you know, if I know what the center's doing, then I know how to play off of him on certain plays. It just kind of helps you out, you know, knowing what they have to do, you know. Because sometimes, you know, if you're playing center, you know, like, well, why can't the guard get this block? Well, it's because it's this hard. So then as a center, you maybe need to adjust to do that or vice versa in different positions.
Yeah, that was obviously Newell and not Coach Matt Campbell. Quarterback Brock Purdy says the new starters have been waiting for their chance.
I also think just there's a lot more area out there. You know, when you're in, you know, guard, center, everything's, you know, closer to you. It's right away, whereas tackle, you got to be more patient out there.
Yeah, and that game coming up this Saturday as the Cyclones open up their football season. In NFL news, Cam Hayward is getting his wish. The veteran All-Pro defensive tackle is set to be a Pittsburgh Steeler for life. The Steelers signed Hayward to a 5-year contract worth around $75 million. The 31-year-old was entering the final season of a 6-year deal that he signed in 2015. Hayward is coming off a stellar 2019 season in which he had 9 sacks while helping Pittsburgh's defense become one of the league's best. The Lions have announced the signing of Adrian Peterson. The 35-year-old running back comes to Detroit after being released by Washington. He's rushed for 14,216 yards in 13 seasons, mostly with the Minnesota Vikings. He rushed for 1,940 yards and 12 touchdowns over 2 seasons with Washington. In baseball, the Cubs earned a 5-1 win over the Cardinals behind Kyle Hendricks, who gave up a run and 7 hits over 8 innings in a game heard yesterday here on KJAN. Javier Baez had 3 singles and scored a run for the Cubs, who took a 5-0 lead on a 2-run single off of Johan Oviedo in the fifth inning. Zach Plesac gave up a hit in each of his seven innings, but stayed out of trouble in the Indians' 5-2 win over the Royals. Tyler Naquin had two RBI as Cleveland dealt Kansas City its seventh consecutive loss. Elsewhere yesterday in Major League Baseball action, it was the A's over the Astros 6-0. The Marlins beat the Braves in 10 innings, 5-4. Phillies over the Mets 7-6 in 10 innings. Padres beat the Rockies 7-1. Giants over the Diamondbacks 4-2. Twins beat the Tigers 6-2. The Mariners down the Rangers 8-4. Nationals over the Rays 6-1. And the Blue Jays beat the Yankees by a 12-7 final. Serena Williams is into the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open for a 12th consecutive appearance, but her stiffest challenger for the title has been ousted. Williams needed to come from behind in the third set before taking another step closer to a Grand Slam title number 24, edging Maria Sakkari 6-3, 6-7, and 6-3. The possibility of Williams facing second seed Sophia Kenin in the semifinals is over, though. Number 16 Elise Mertens knocked off Kenin 6-3, 6-3 to earn a berth in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open for the second year in a row. Other fourth-round winners on the women's side included Victoria Azarenka and Tezvana Perenkova. On the men's side in the fourth round, second-seeded Dominic Thiem eased into the quarterfinals with a straight sets win over his opponent. The third-seeded Daniil Medvedev is into the quarters after taking control from the outset in his win over American Francis Tiafoe. 10th-seeded Andrei Rublev got the better of a U.S. Open rematch and advanced to the quarterfinals, beating number 6 Matteo Berrettini. And Alex de Minaur moved into his first Grand Slam quarterfinal with a win yesterday as well. The total financial penalty for Novak Djokovic, the U.S. Open disqualification, is $267,500. Djokovic has been docked an additional $7,500 for skipping the mandatory post-match news conference after being defaulted in the fourth round at Flushing Meadows for accidentally hitting a line judge in the throat with a ball after dropping a game. Djokovic earlier was told to pay $10,000 for that violation. He also lost $250,000 in U.S. Open prize money. Spectators will be allowed at the French Open this month, despite the growing number of coronavirus cases in that country. Organizers unveiled the health protocols for the Clay Court Grand Slam, which will take place at Roland Garros from September 27th, after being postponed from its May start due to the pandemic. Roland Garros will be divided into three zones based on the three main courts, with a limited capacity of 5,000 people each for Philippe Chartrier and Suzanne Lenglen courts. The Boston Celtics are one victory away from knocking off the defending NBA champions. The Celtics have a 3-2 series lead after a 111-89 blowout over the Raptors. The LA Clippers had a fourth-quarter rally to take a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals against Denver with a 113-107 triumph. The Tampa Bay Lightning overwhelmed the New York Islanders in Game 1 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. Braden Point and line mate Nikita Kucherov each collected 5 points as the Lightning clobbered the Isles 8-2. Game 2 is on Wednesday. And Dustin Johnson finally has his name on the FedEx Cup trophy and a whopping $15 million that comes with it. Johnson saw his 5-shot lead dwindle to 2 shots down the stretch in the Tour Championship, but he came up with just enough shots and a few key putts for a 2-under-68 and a 3-shot victory at Eastlake. He becomes the first number one seed at the Tour Championship to win the FedEx Cup since Tiger Woods in 2009. Justin Thomas and Xander Schauffele finished 3 shots behind and each picked up $4.5 million for their trouble. That's Checkup Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.